Prayers. Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thine unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above, to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels, may be to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Honorable members.
Mr. Speaker, the time is now past 10. I therefore move the SO5 to be suspended for the business of the House to resume. Thank you.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 26th March 2019.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 26th March 2019. Honorable members, page 1. Four, five, six, seven, eighth. Can a member move?
I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
And proceedings for Tuesday, 26 March 2019 has been adopted. Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. Proposer, Honorable CDM Tunis. Seconder, Honorable Emilia Lolo Tunge.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, before I proceed, I want honorable members to understand that any member of the Appointments Committee can propose this motion or second it. Any member. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, be it resolved that the 31st report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and the public service be adopted by the House, and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service that is charged with the responsibility of vetting presidential nominees and selecting the most fitted and qualified persons to serve in the public offices in the Republic of Sierra Leone met on Monday, 25th March 2019 and interviewed 7 presidential nominees for the following appointments. 3 board members, Sierra Leone Roads Authority, SLRA, 3 board members, National Public Procurement Authority, NPPA, board member, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority, EDSA. The committee conducted the hearings within the ambit of its established criteria set out to elicit facts as to whether the nominees are fit and qualified for their proposed appointments. The deliberations of the committee were guided by the principle of objectivity to the extent that, besides producing the specified documents provided by the nominees, the committee went further to request for public input into the vetting process by furnishing the committee with information of relevance to the suitability of the nominees or otherwise for their proposed appointments. The committee certified that the nominees were cleared of any criminal records by the Criminal Investigation Department, CID, and that they have the relevant qualifications and necessary backup experience to man such important offices of the state. Inquiring questions put to the nominees covered wide-ranging issues pertaining to their track records in other pertinent work situations, their declared assets and liabilities, fulfillment of their tax obligations, and their visions for a successful and nationally productive tenure. 37th sitting of the committee on Monday, 25th March 2019. The following nominees were interviewed on oath. Mr. Tennyson M. Rogers. Mr. Rogers is a proposed member of Board of Directors, Sierra Leone Rules Authority, SLRA. Mr. Tennyson Rogers is a retired public servant who served the SLRA and has various positions ranging from procurement manager, logistic manager, to tutor and facilitator for the internal training programs at the SLRA. He had previously served as administrative officer at the Boa Pujon Rural Development Project. Mr. Rogers was very well commended by senior members of the committee as a hard worker and performer that could be relied upon to make this country proud. Answering to the committee's inquiries, Mr. Tennyson Rogers said, "I think I will add value to the SRA given my previous knowledge of the operations of the organization, particularly my specialty in procurement. The SRA is a contract awarding organization, and I think I will be of special value," he said. Mr. Amadou Doumbouya. Mr. Doumbouya is a proposed member, Board of Directors, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority, EDSA. Mr. Doumbouya is currently the Director of Finance and Financial Controller at the Sierra Leone State Lottery Company Limited. He has an impressive mix of knowledge, skills and abilities in finance and management with over 31 years of work experience and 14 years at senior management level. Responding to probing questions, Mr. Doumbouya said that his very first concern, if approved, will be the electricity network system we currently have in the country. Regardless of whatever generation plant we have, whether we have 3 power ships and Bumuna, if the network system is not improved, the electricity position would not improve for the country. By network system, I mean the underground cables, the overhead lines, and other gadgets that transmit power to the consumers. Most of the facilities we have now were installed 10 to 15 years ago. They are fast becoming obsolete and need to be changed to be compatible to the present technological development that we have. Ms. Hawanatu Alari Ibrahim. Ms. Ibrahim is a proposed member, Board of Directors, Sierra Leone Rules Authority, SLRA. Ms. Ibrahim is a former audit staff of National Petroleum, NP, Sierra Leone Limited, and SAPOS, where she served as postal assistant. Reacting to the problems of the committee, Ms. Ibrahim said, accepted the presidential offer because we want more women, up to 30% at decision-making levels. And as a woman, I want to help the government in the nation-building process. Mr. Mohammed Ali Sware. Mr. Sware is a proposed member of Board of Directors, Sierra Leone Roads Authority. Mr. Sware is a retired SLRA worker who served that institution for 20 years in various positions ranging from logistics manager, regional administrative to accounting manager. Reacting to commendations from members of the committee, Mr. Mohammed Ali Sware said, I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman and honorable members of the committee for your commendations. I promise to work collaboratively with my colleague board members to give this nation a safe, reliable, and sustainable road network for the socio-economic development of this country. That is our vision, and we shall put our heads together to ensure the fulfillment of that vision, he said. Mr. Thomas Ninian Anthony Legg. Mr. Legg is a proposed member of Board of Directors, National Public Procurement Authority, NPPA. Mr. Legg has a wealth of experience in financial management and audit work. He has served as chief accountant at the Union Trust Bank and as assistant auditor general at the Audit Service Sierra Leone. Responding to the committee's inquiries, Mr. Legg said that if he obtained the blessings of approval from the House of Parliament, the first thing I would try to do is to ensure we board members keep the procurement process under our watchful eyes. Secondly, we need to make sure that we create new policies and enforce the procurement laws that are there to minimize corruption. Mr. Daniel Moijue. Mr. Moijue is a proposed member of Board of Directors, National Public Procurement Authority, NPPA. Mr. Moijue is a retired U.S. military officer and a retired senior U.S. federal civil servant with 26 years federal government work experience in U.S. Army and international experience in procurement and acquisition management. He has a United States Department of Defense security clearance. He has served as Deputy Director, Procurement and Logistics Service Division at the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. Answering to probing questions, Mr. Moijue said, I have 26 years experience in procurement in the U.S. government and with the U.S. Army. One of the things that I will bring to my new job, if I am approved, is to retrain the entire stakeholders involved in procurement activities. And that will include Parliament, Cabinet, and all the stakeholders involved. I will introduce e-procurement. In today's world, we have information technology to make things more transparent, and that will curb most of the corruptions that are happening today. I will also ensure that we get our politicians to understand that we have procurement laws that have to be monitored, maintained, and enforced, he said. Mr. Abdullahi Maxine Conjo. Mr. Conjo is the proposed member of Board of Directors, National Public Procurement Authority, NPPA. Mr. Conjo is a lecturer in Education, Measurement and Evaluation at the Mitimangai College of Education and Technology, MMCET. Answering to the committee's probing, Mr. Conjo said, as a monitoring and evaluation expert, I will draw on my knowledge and skills to monitor, evaluate, and advise to help the authority achieve those objectives for which it was established. That is necessary to instill accountability and transparency in public procurement, he said. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the committee adjudged the following presidential nominees to be fit and qualified for their proposed appointments, and they are recommended to the House for approval. Mr. Tennessee M. Rogers, member, Board of Directors, Sierra Leone Roads Authority. Mr. Amadou Dumuya, proposed member, Board of Directors, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. Ms. Awonatu Alari Ibrahim, proposed member, Board of Directors, Rio Leone Roads Authority. Mr. Mohammed Ali Sware, proposed member, Board of Directors, Sierra Leone Roads Authority. Mr. Thomas Ninian Atonileg, proposed member, Board of Directors, National Public Procurement Authority, NPPA. Mr. Daniel Mwenje, proposed member, Board of Directors, National Public Procurement Authority, NPPA. Mr. Abdullahi Maxin Konjo, proposed member, Board of Directors, National Public Procurement Authority, NPPA. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the 31st report is a unanimous decision of the committee. I therefore move that the 31st report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and a Public Survey be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Signed, Honorable CDM Tunis, Chairman.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, the question is that be it resolved that the 31st report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Honorable members, I shall allow three from each side of the aisle so that we don't waste time, because I know, of course, we have several meetings after sitting today. And I should inform you that members of the National Anti-Corruption Commission strategy or so, the members are here and they want to meet the heads of all committees and the leadership. So please, I shall allow three from each side so that we proceed speedily. Any member? Okay, the seconder, proceed.
Yes. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, here we are again today with our fantastic nominees. I wish you good luck in your different institutions, and I hope you will make a great difference. I would like to talk especially about Mohammed Ali Sware. Mohammed Ali Sware is a workaholic. A lot of people have spoken about you because I made my own actually investigations about you. And of course, you attended the Magroka Secondary School. And these are one of the qualities that we are looking in people like you. I want actually to tell you that this right direction, I think in Sierra Leone today, is becoming the best direction in this country. So please portray it anywhere you go, especially in your offices. Make sure His Excellency made no mistake to choose you. I also want to talk about our only lady who also commented on the 30%. Yes, indeed, you spoke about it. I don't know whether you are the only lady in that department, but I actually want you to work to let them know that women can do even better than them. Please, be energetic, be focused, and do your very best. Make us proud, because actually we're looking for 30%. But for us to be given that 30%, we need to actually put our knowledge into practice and let them know we are not in here for play at all. We're in here today for business. So please, go there, do your thing and make us proud. So I wish you all, since we have actually limited time, I wish you all the best of luck. And whenever you have difficulties, the Women Caucus is around. You know, we can pay you visits to see what's going on, to advise you and to actually boost you up. So I wish you luck and good luck. Good luck. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Krumah. Honorable Krumah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to start by congratulating the nominees in advance before this committee, before this House, for approval. At the same time, I want to register partial satisfaction of proceedings in Parliament now. And as humans, society is a movement, and it's a forward movement. Okay? For the attention of the public, they may like to know why. Just 1 minute. For information, based on the concerns raised during the last sitting about the late submission of other paper, pursuant to SO 11-8, we received this other paper 48 hours earlier. So even earlier than the required statutory time limits. So in that case, our leader has been a listening leader. In this case, but for the education of the public as well, this other paper is like content of a book. So by just giving you the content without the body and without the embodiment of the book itself is inconclusive. But for now it is commendable. But since it is inconclusive, I'm proposing that can we move a step further? And this is what I'm proposing. This is what I'm proposing to help the process. Since the content of this other paper cannot be divorced from the materials this other paper is referring to, I'm suggesting also that commencing next sitting, the other paper together with what this other paper is referring to should be bundled together and served on MPs 24 hours before time. If that is done, then we will have opportunity, like for instance, today's report. Those are fine nominees. I have so many issues with their salary. But I cannot read about these fine nominees, about the justification of His Excellency for appointing them. I cannot cascade that one to the public because I don't have time. I only received it this morning. Okay? So please, I'm suggesting that next time, in as much as you have fulfilled this part, you do so also with the embodiment, the materials attached to the other paper. 24 hours before time. I know my leader will do that definitely. That will ensure smooth running of proceedings of Parliament. Having said that, I want to say the nominees before us, I have little to say about them, but I believe that they must be, having read the report, they must be qualified for their respective positions. But I want to speak specifically to Roads Authority, Sierra Leone Roads Authority, proposed board members of Sierra Leone Roads Authority. Number one, please pay special attention to the Toke Road. Lomley Toke Road. That Lomley Toke Road, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I can even say is worse than my road. It's worse than the road to my constituency in Kwanedugu district. And it is just about, I'm not an engineer, but it's less than 10 kilometers. It's less than 10 kilometers. Our former president, Tijan Kaba, did the Waterloo-Toke Road, Waterloo-Tombo Road, and then he did his best. He stopped halfway. That was his best. And then succeeded by our former president again, Dr. Ernest Baikoroma, also did his best from Lomley to Ostoke, very close to number 2 river. And then he even constructed culverts beyond number 2 river. That was also his best. And government is continuity. So I'm pleading that this government, you can conclude it now. It's just about less than 10 kilometers. But it is very bad. And that okay is a touristic attraction. So I'm pleading with the members of SLRA, please pay special attention to that area. Secondly, this one is very important, especially for the committee chairman. The area just after old school, by Chetran side, going up, the area just after old school. No sooner you pass old school, that area is as 10 years old. The road is as 10 years old. Whenever you pass there, just refer to this my submission. That area is as 10 years old. You know, so it was not well constructed, not well engineered. So please, SLRA, I think that's your job now for road maintenance. So please pay specific attention to that area. That area is over 10 years old now. That's the way it looks like. Just after old school, towards Chetram side, going up. So that area is very bad and very disappointing. So in as much as we have said this, I don't want to waste the time of this honorable house. I want to suggest to my colleagues that we approve these nominees so that they can go to their various places of work and start work effectively. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Yes, the lady.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for giving me the floor. I'm Honorable Josephine McHugh of Constituency 014. Today, again, we have seen fine nominees sitting down there. And we sometimes admire HE, His Excellency, the lens he normally uses to choose these fine nominees. We thank him very much for giving us the people that deserve the praise. I welcome you all. What I want to talk about, I'm just going to zoom on one of the nominees who is my constituent, and that is Mr. Daniel Monjoy. Mr. Daniel Monjoy is my constituent, as I've said. He has been out of the country for decades, but not forgetting that he has never forgotten his people. He has been in and out, length and breadth of that country. He has done so much for we, the people in that part of the country, and especially the entire country. Mr. Monjoy is someone we should reckon. He's a man of substance. He can deliver. He's back home, and I believe the assignment the government has given him, he's going to do his best for us. Mr. Monjoy, I think you will do it for us. I know, I have no doubt in you. You will deliver. I thank you. Then I'm talking to SLRA. The board members for SLRA is a message. I want to tell you that I really have a burning issue in my constituency. The issue is the last decade, the last regime, government assigned a huge chunk of money for the construction of our roads, Malegohun and Lower Bambara Chiefdom. You can't believe it. The bridge is a dead trap. Please make sure that of our bridge is really considered. And the road, for us to get even to where the nominee, Mr. Monjoy, is coming from, is not an easy task. So it's very, very difficult. So therefore, we are asking SLRA to make sure that road is really done, and that SLRA at all angles, we want to get down to our subjects, to our electorates. All we need is to fix our roads in the proper way. If our roads are not fixed, we have a lot of problems to reach our people. And we always want every week honorables plying the roots of their constituencies. So therefore, you are going to be the people to do the job for us, and we will be there. Anytime you need us as honorables, we are always ready. We thank you. wasting no time, Mr. Speaker, I'm now asking my colleagues to waste no time but to approve these fine nominees to go and do their job. Thank you.
Honorable member of C4C.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, today again, I believe is another important day in the discharge of our duties as members of parliament. The nominees that we have in front of us here for approval, in terms of qualification, haven't gone through the extract here based on the report from the committee. I believe they are qualified. We first of all want to appreciate the president for giving us people that are qualified for the various job, because qualification in terms of performance is a key aspect as well. But the focus here we have as a nation is delivery. We are concerned about delivery. So I just want to give a few words of admonition to the nominees that are awaiting our approval here this morning, that yes, we know you are qualified, but the people of this nation have suffered a lot. This time, we will not want excuses. As members of board of various parastatals that you've been appointed to serve, you owe the people of this nation by advising in terms of policy that will keep these parastatals in the way that they should yield result for the people of this country. I will go over to one of the nominees for which I'm very much pleased this morning to stand here as one of his products, to say a word or two concerning him, and that's Dr. Konjo. Dr. Abdullahi Maxim Konjo is a man I have no doubt in, is a man having gone through his tutelage. I believe he is capable to see how he can serve in the NPPA. It's a big blessing to the NPPA to have a man of his stature in that particular parastata. Mr. Konjo, as you heard from his responses to the committee on appointment, he made it clear that he will use his knowledge to see how he can advise, to help to monitor and even evaluate the works of the NPPA. So I have no doubt in him. He's a man that has proved it before, and I believe he is capable of doing it. To Mr. Amadou Dumbuya from ETSA. ETSA is an authority that is faced with a myriad of problems, especially for us coming from the provinces. The quality service delivery is something that we are concerned about. We hope the presence of you serving there as a board member, you will be able to see how you can effect better policies that will push the operations of ETSA forward, especially in the area of meter supply. This has been a serious concern. As I speak here as a member of parliament, my two residences in Connolly Street have paid for meter for over 7 months. I haven't got one. And this is a concern. Right? We have, as I speak, we have over 500 applications for meter in Connolly Street alone. We have over 500 applications for meter. But it will saddens you to know that the supply that will go will not even up to 100. So this is a concern. We want ETSA to be serious in terms of service delivery. Let them know that this is business. Let them operate the authority as business. So we need money as a nation. If people are there, they are ready to utilize the service, let it be available to them. So I ask that you go in, you being one of the latest people that will be going into that sector as a board member, I hope you send this message that you want to see ETSA being operated as a business entity that will bring much profit to this nation. And that cannot be possible if the needs of the customers are not rich. So at this juncture, I would like to congratulate all of you, the nominees, ahead of your approval shortly. And I believe that your nomination is not a mistake by His Excellency the President. And I hope you will prove that in the next few months or years that you might serve in those capacity. I want to thank you very much for your attention.
Okay. After him, you. Proceed.
Mr. Speaker, today again we have very fine nominees for us to approve here in this House of Parliament. For me, these nominees in front of us today, I can single out two of them whom at least I have knowledge about them, like Mr. Anthony Legg and Mr. Amadou Doumbouya. I know for sure they might be surprised, but they should know that I know them personally. And for sure, I have no doubt in them. I know they can produce. I know they are workaholic and they can do their best. But for me to rise this day is just for me to say to them, normally we are here, sing praises on them. We do our best to approve them. But no sooner they are gone, when you go to their offices, sometimes to even see them, it's a problem. But normally, for me, I do say to myself, it's not them, but the people up there. They do not. They normally forget about us, the parliamentarians. That is why some of them, when you approach them, they look at you as if you are nobody. But today we are here again to approve you people. But we will not say we cannot talk much about what we know of you. We have to, but we have to re-echo this thing to you people, that please remember you are here today. I know for sure you will come one day again here and you will meet some of us here. So please, when you go, do your job diligently and remember that parliamentarians, we are the people approving you now. I know you are going to be very big. I know you are going to be very tough. But mark you, without us parliamentarians, I wonder if you people will be in that position in which you are being proposed to. Therefore, I am talking to us all, colleagues. Let us not waste time. Let us approve them. Because the people I've mentioned, like Mr. Anthony Legg, Mr. Amadou Doumbouya. I remember Mr. Doumbouya when I was at the university. I used to knock at your door. I'm back. Mr. Doumbouya, I'm here again for a holiday job. You said, no problem, my boy. And you, the way I saw you walking and the way you were at the SLSL, I know for sure, if that particular institution is to be where it is today, it's as a result of you and the others. That is why I have no doubt in you. For sure, if you go to EDSA again, as a director, board of a member of the board, I know for sure something very, very good will come out of there. Mr. Anthony Legg, with the UTB, I know for sure you've been there as an accountant, chief accountant general. Ah, no problem. today again you are going somewhere else, which is very, very good for us, for the country, the NPPA. No doubt, for sure, I know you can make it. But please remember, we as parliamentarians are here. I am again coming there. We'll howl praises on you. But no sooner you are there, please don't do like others. Don't do like others. Immediately they are out there. When you want to see them, it takes you time. That is why I am today again talking to our leaders in this parliament. If you don't equip us parliamentarians, nobody will respect us. Thank you very much.
Yes, Honorable Mara.
Mr. Speaker, with regards to the honorable member from Cambia, talking about the status of parliamentarian, Mr. Speaker, it is very important and it is real. And we, the members of parliament that are involved, we are feeling the pain. And therefore, I stand on SO26 in relation to the Constitution 74.4 and also 25.1G. I will start with 26. Mr. Speaker, 26 deals is a privilege motion, and it clearly states whenever a member of parliament mentioned a motion, I think the sitting will not continue until we discussed in detail that motion for members of parliament. And also, Mr. Speaker, if you go to,
I don't believe me.
If you go to 25.1G, Mr. Speaker, if you go to 25.1G, 25.1G is referring to 26. 25.1G is referring to 26. And it is stating that it is one of the privileged motions wherein he doesn't need to give a notice to move that motion. He can do it at any time. And that is what I am doing now. And again, Mr. Speaker, let us go to the Constitution 74.4. 74.4 is saying that Parliament do have the right to fix our own salaries, pensions, and so on. Mr. Speaker, it is appalling. It is boiling and it is reaching that limit. We can no longer bear it. And Mr. Speaker, today, let me refer you to 83. Where you do have the final say. Standing order 83 is saying, you do have the final say, yes, but in cases where you don't have laws, we are discussing matters that doesn't relate to laws or anything whatsoever. But in this regard, with this 26, you don't have the final say, Mr. Speaker. I want you to yield to my motion. I therefore move that.
Yes, Honorable Mara.
Allow me, Mr. Speaker. This is one of my rights I should enjoy as a member of parliament. I therefore move that we stop all proceedings from today onwards until the issues relating to welfare for members of parliament is addressed.
Honorable Mara. Don't underestimate the fact that I am also part of you. Honorable Mara, you have spoken well. I don't want you to underestimate the fact that I am also equally concerned. I am a member of parliament just as you are. And of course, I am also extremely passionate about this issue concerning the welfare of members of parliament. In fact, this morning, we had a very serious discussions. We have very serious discussions on that. And of course, you were present when we had fruitful discussions on that. I can assure you that henceforth, we are proceeding and will proceed in a robust manner to ensure that this issue is addressed once and for all. And honorable member, yes, I can understand.
Mr. Speaker, yes. Let it be now and today. We can no longer continue to wait, Mr. Speaker.
I know what you are.
I want you, please, maybe we can discuss all other things after. But for you to please accept my motion and let it be seconded, Mr. Speaker.
Hold on, Honorable Mara. For now, let me crave your indulgence. Since we have started discussions on this, I want us to complete our modus before we come and proceed along this line. Let's complete our modus. Immediately after here, leaders of the various political parties, I hereby invite you to a serious meeting immediately after Parliament. Leaders of the various political parties, let's meet immediately after sitting so that we see how we could address our modus relating to this particular matter. I am also seriously concerned. Honorable Mara, please.
No, Mr. Speaker, thank you so much. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much. You are my direct boss. I will trust you.
I know.
But, Mr. Speaker, but my motion will stand immediately after the approval of these nominees.
Okay, it's all immediately right.
Immediately we'll after the approval of these nominees,
we'll
let my
that.
Motion be seconded. And then later, you call the leadership for discussion.
It's all right. It's all right, Honorable. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for giving me this opportunity. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to thank the President for giving us again another fine set of nominees. Those nominees, I consider their positions they are going to hold as very serious ones. For instance, those going to the procurement board, the survival and the seriousness of this nation lies in the process of procurement. And we can attest to the fact that our procurement procedures in this country has been faulty over the years. That's certainly very correct. And those faults, we want you to go look at them and correct them in the interest of this country and the people of this country. I have no doubt in you. I am sure and certainly sure that you will perform to the expectation of the people of this country. Again, the board of the SLRA, the bulk of us here, when I say the bulk of us here, members of parliament here are locals. Locals in the sense that we are, 80% of us are coming from the rural areas. And our constituents are mostly farmers. One thing I want to make very clear, that the bulk of this nation are suffering from road network. And no development whatsoever, the diversification of the economy into agriculture will not be effective without good road networks connecting our communities. As a board, I want to talk to you and the bulk of our people, the voters in this country, are living in the remote areas wherein they have no access to better roads. Our women there are suffering Let's in the case of referral cases from health centers to tertiary hospitals or to other places, a lot of women had died on the road as a result of the road network because the roads are so deplorable that they don't have easy access to those facilities. Our education is also backward as a result of no network. There are some remote areas where you transfer teachers, some has to walk 20, 30 miles on foot. They reject to go to those places. So as a board, I want to implore you, in the interest of the people of this country, and on our behalf as members of parliament from the locals, to ensure that our people have access to roads. I want to end here, Mr. Speaker, because we have a lot more to do. Thank you very much.
The leaders, can you please round up?
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Today definitely is a different day, different from the past sitting. And we see tranquility here and a sense of cohesiveness and unity in our approach to this very important aspect of these deliberations. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have already accepted it as a matter of fact, as statutory procedure, that the President of the Republic from time to time will appoint citizens to occupy certain positions. And I think what we are witnessing today is again an effort by the President to meet that statutory requirement. Mr. Speaker, you have forewarned us about time, especially when you emphasize that time is not on our side. But more importantly, the Sierra Leone Roads Authority, which has featured very, very well this morning, is a state institution that must be treated very, very seriously. And therefore, anybody appointed to that position, to that office, to that authority, must treat his appointment very seriously. The point has been made that without good roads, we simply cannot develop this country. We have tried in the past, but still more should be done in the area of development. But I will emphasize, Mr. Speaker, that it is not enough for us to talk about the roads here in Freetown and Makeni, Bo, Kenema. We should now begin to emphasize on the rural areas, the rural roads. Too many of our people in rural areas have been abandoned, neglected, because they have no direct relationship or connection to the urban centers. Agriculture has been seriously affected because of the poor road, the unwillingness, unable, the inability by the people in the villages to perform their duties as farmers and to go to the market places. So, Mr. Speaker, I simply believe that everybody here understands the importance of roads. And therefore, it is refreshing that at least two of the people, the nominees, had worked there before at SLRA, and we hope that they will utilize their experience to make sure that they perform their duties very, very well. I know SLRA very well because at one time I was consultant there, but I'm also certain that they will do their best to perform the duties for which they have been appointed. So I congratulate you, gentlemen and lady, going to the SLRA. The national procurement Mr. Speaker, for those of you who are younger people, will know that national procurement is a new development. National procurement was introduced purposely for purposes to promote accountability and transparency. The old method of awarding contracts had a lot of faults, and therefore the World Bank and the government of Sierra Leone decided that a more efficient system in the form of the national procurement should be put in place. And this explains why, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, that we should treat the national procurement very, very well. But without us further emphasizing the point, there has always been a lacuna between the MDAs and the procurement office. For example, the national procurement would have listed down what you ought to do, but when you go to the MDAs delay the process to the extent that even the contract expires. I have experiences where a contract was supposed to be awarded to a company, but that contract expired because the MDA did not cooperate with the procurement office. I only hope that this synergy and collaboration between the MDAs and the procurement office will continue to work. Electricity to us is important. Anybody who does not understand the role of EDSA and its importance is making a great mistake. But like we said again, like in the case of the roads, we should not restrict EDSA's activities just to Freetown or just to Makeni or to Bo. EDSA should be seen as a vehicle for national development, an institution that should take electricity and development to the rural areas. And this explains why, whenever the government comes up with an idea relating to the development of this country, we simply believe that electricity must be one of those components of development. Mr. Speaker, all I can say is that the President has done well by appointing these people, meeting his statutory obligations, and we also hope that the lady and gentlemen appointed to those positions will go there and perform well. I want to conclude, Mr. Speaker, by stating that this side here is a very reasonable side. We have no difficulty with anybody. We have always been prepared and ready to cooperate with the other side. And this explains why, even today, we are standing here heaping praises on the President's nominees, because we believe in that. And I also want to make it very clear that the action of the past sitting, when we took the rightful decision to walk out because of the presence, the name of somebody from NEC, was not directed at the judges. We want the judges to understand that we have nothing against them. They appeared before us, we screened them. And therefore, to us, it's important that we recognize them as part and parcel of the system. What happened that period was an error which has to be corrected, because NEC to us really is a thorn in the flesh, and we cannot continue to cooperate with them. But like I said also, sir, as I sit down, it is very, very important for us to give hope to those people who have been nominated. It is not enough to say that you have been nominated, go and work. It is also our business to give them support, even if in the form of oversight. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
The leader of government business.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I think we have had enough commendation for these nominees. I just want to thank honorable members and to call on all of the nominees to always come back to us. Come back to Parliament if you have any issues. We'll always give you all the support that you need. Thank you, and I want to congratulate you.
Honorable members, the question is, be it resolved that the 31st report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House, and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service has been approved.
Let me take this opportunity to congratulate you on behalf of Parliament for your new appointments. I just want you to be aware that the positions you are going to occupy today have been occupied by other persons before you. All of them came to Parliament and they gave hope to Parliament. They said they knew the problems of these positions. They knew the problems of these institutions, that they were going to create a difference. But unfortunately, the very institutions kept on going down the drains. So please go and make a difference. Do something different. For quote and unquote, Mama Salon. I thank you very much. Congratulations. You can go. Yes, Honorable Leader of Government Business.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I want to make this very short announcement. There will be a pre-legislative meeting on the Anti-Corruption Amendment Act 2019 on Monday, 1st April 2019 at 11 a.m. in Committee Room Number 1. Honorable Members, I encourage to come along with their copies of their bill. There will also be a meeting of all chairmen of committees with the Anti-Corruption Commission immediately after this sitting in the conference room just around the canteen. Immediately, I'm not saying 1 hour later, immediately after this meeting, all chairmen should please meet in that office. It will be a very, very short meeting. And just for the information of honorable members, for the next adjourned date, we are going to have motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. And at that particular meeting, I intend to deal with the issue of the nominees of the Human Rights Commission. I also, on that same day, will be dealing with a bill entitled Anti-Corruption Amendment Act 2019. So please, please, honorable members, while the honorable speaker is considering the motion of my honorable colleague on the other side, a motion that I am actually in favor of, it's just that we have to find a way around it. I'm calling on members, honorable members, to please read your act, read the Anti-Corruption Amendment Act. There have been a lot of information put out in the public, in the social media about that particular amendment. Please read the act, read the bill, you are very, very safe, and come to the pre-ledge hearing to hear from the professionals who will be explaining our concerns and the concerns of the people of this country. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Please come to the meeting fully armed with all necessary materials. Yes, Honorable Mara.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Clark, I hope you are taking note. This is my motion. Arise on SO26 in tandem with 74-4 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone 1991, to move that until we discuss the welfare issues of members of parliament, until we address and discuss maybe the welfare issue of members of parliament, no sitting will be reconvened. Thank you.
Any seconder? Yes. Wait.
Mr. Speaker, this motion is very important for us as members of parliament and of course our constituents. I so second the motion, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, like I said earlier, I am totally in favor of a situation like this. But like I said, by the end of this week, I think tomorrow probably, we are going to have a full complement of the leadership of parliament in Sierra Leone. You have Honorable Chariku Kobe here and others. They'll be here. Like I said, in fact, if possible, probably, I may be one of the leaders in respect of this particular issue. But in the circumstances, honorable members, let's plan our actions carefully so that at the end of the day, we don't counterbalance what we actually intend doing. So in the circumstances, honorable members, I will suspend putting the question until we meet and properly discuss our actions relating to this particular situation. I will crave your kind indulgence. In the circumstances, this sitting is adjourned to Tuesday 2nd. Do you have announcements? Okay, announcements. Pardon me? Okay, hold on. Yes, proceed. Proceed.
Announced the possibility that the Human Rights Commission and its the matters relating to that commission will be discussed next sitting. We have nothing against that. But could I please suggest that we have a multi-partisan meeting on that issue before we come to the world?
Certainly. I think that meeting will be subject to whatever discussions you have. That will be subject to the discussions. Yes, announcements. Okay, hold on. Yes, Honorable Kroma.
I forget. Sorry, Mr. Speaker. I stand on SO 23, sir. I want to reiterate what I've informed this house before, that the bridge projects which my community people undertook in my constituency is an 84-meter bridge, as big as Orogu Bridge. We've constructed all the pillars, it remains three, plus the pavement. And work will start in earnest Saturday this week, because the work is seasonal. It is during the dry time of the year that we construct pillars. When the rains come, we wait until the following year. This is our fourth year. It is a community project. So, and it's my responsibility to inform this house that work will start in earnest Saturday this week. It is a link between Kwanadugu and Kono, the shortest link. If you're in Kabbalah, you don't need to come to Makeni to go to Kono if that link is well constructed. And it is the biggest stream along that area, the biggest river. So I am asking for your support, both moral and financial, to be specific, especially financial. I'm please asking for your support. It's a national project, very big project. You know, SLR is well aware of it. They prepared the bill of quantities. They costed it. At that time, 4 years ago, it was 2.1 billion. You know, but we are doing it. And it's almost, we are doing very well. For the past 4 years, we are on it. And now our brother, Napoleon, is also part of it because he's born of that land. So he's also helping as well. So it is a national project. So I'm pleased in asking that you please support us in this project. We need your personal contributions. It's not compulsory anyway.
But okay.
That is our case. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Mr. Speaker, I know about that particular project. In fact, I have also contributed before for that project. And our Secretary General, Napoleon Koroma, is very much an active member of that committee and has been supportive of that project. And since the work is ongoing, and as you said, it will start in earnest on Saturday, the SLPP members on this side will donate 100 bags of cement.
Announcements.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, my brother.
Mr. Speaker, I stand on SO 31. Standing order 31. Mr. Speaker, he just suspended a motion, but I don't know the rules you rely on in suspending that motion. Because, Mr. Speaker, I do believe the motion is very much important. I do believe, Mr. Speaker, the motion is very much important. And when a motion of this nature has been moved, no, 83, it is clear, it should be within the rules. It should be within the rules, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Leader, proceed. I want you to read SO 83 properly.
Proceed.
Thank you so much. Read SO 83. Read it.
Proceed, Honorable.
Thank you so much. Mr. Speaker, I've moved a very important motion, and it has been seconded already. You did not put the question, but rather suspend the question for another time. Mr. Speaker, with due respect to you, I want you to put the question so that, because it is important, and Mr. Speaker, this issue of welfare is boiling and it's reaching that limit. We can no longer continue to bear it. Honorable. The motion can be withdrawn when necessary, but it is good that you put the questions so that members will be well of a.
Okay.
We are not saying we don't sit again, we can sit again. But Mr. Leader, it has already been seconded, and I want you to know that. Note that.
Okay, Honorable.
It has been seconded.
Honorable, let me address
the speaker is suspending the motion. He has to rely on a rule.
Yes.
That using this standing order,
let me address the House on that issue. And if I take it from you, it appears that you are depending on, you are relying on Order 83, not so? You are relying on Order 83. Order 83 refers to areas of doubt or areas not expressly provided for. The motion you have just raised is procedural, not so? Not so? It's procedural. You are relying all motions relate to the procedure in Parliament. And Order 42 takes care of the decision of the Speaker when it comes to procedure. That's all the more reason why I said, let's not rush into issues. Otherwise, we counterbalance what our intentions are. I'm making this decision in the interest of the House. I have considered it fit that we wait until the full complement of the leadership is around where we all come together and discuss this issue. Probably I'll be on the other side supporting. So let's not rush these issues. Please, Honorable. I'm relying on Order 42 that says that my decision is final. Because whatever you have said, the mere fact that you are moving a motion makes it procedural. And the Speaker has the final say when it comes to procedure. 83 refers to issues not provided for. And my decision in these matters have already been provided for. So 83 does not apply. But what I'm saying, hold on. Don't rush it. And it will be the interest, it will be against the interest of the people of Sierra Leone if we are to hold parliamentary sittings to ransom. It will be against the interest of our people.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. But I want members of parliament to note that this motion has been moved and seconded.
Yes, certainly.
Thank you so much.
Certainly. So, any announcements?
Announcements. Announcements.
Hurry up.
Members of parliament are hereby informed that the civil registration for all members will be conducted on Tuesday, 2nd April 2019, here at Parliament's Bank Complex from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Be informed that this is the only day allocated to members, and please endeavor to inform your colleagues not present here this morning. Members of Parliament are hereby informed that the civil registration for all members will be conducted on Tuesday, 2nd April 2019, here at Bank Complex from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Be informed that this is the only day allocated to members of parliament, and please endeavor to inform your colleagues not present here now. Members of the Parliamentary Committee on Information and Communication are hereby invited to a meeting at the Bank Complex facility immediately after sitting. The Anti-Corruption Commission will like to meet with all chairmen of the different committees at the Bank Complex facility immediately after sitting. Parliament football training resumes on Monday, 31st March, at the main bowl of the stadium at 5 p.m. prompt. Signed, Honorable Rabbi Sirajin Kamara, team captain. Thank you for listening.
Mr. Clark, please do a letter to NCRA and tell them that members of the Public Accounts Committee will be in the provinces on that day. And I think other members will be out of the jurisdiction. So they have to fix another date for members of parliament. This sitting is adjourned to Tuesday, 2nd April, 2019.